from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the U.S. government will pay the vaccine maker Moderna $176 million to accelerate the development of a pandemic influenza vaccine. The vaccine could be used to treat bird flu in people as cases in dairy cows continue to mount across the United States. The Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday it is funding the development of a vaccine based on the same mRNA treatment that allowed the rapid development and rollout of vaccines to protect against COVID-19. The H5N1 bird flu virus was detected earlier this year in dairy cows and has spread to more than 135 herds in 12 states and infected 3 people. Federal officials say the risk to the public remains low. A firefighter is charged with forgery after being accused of tampering with records in response to an Open Public Records Act request. Monmouth County Prosecutor Raymond Santiago says his office was investigating the validity of 2 training certificates for a firefighter in West Long Branch Fire Company number 2 earlier in 2024. Investigators determined that 61-year-old Ronald Guidetti created fake certificates to fulfill the OPRA request and then destroyed them, according to the prosecutor. Guidetti was served via a summons and turned himself in. He was released on his own recognizance pending future proceedings in Monmouth County Superior Court. And the work continues at Rutgers to create a sweeter, firmer blueberry. It'll still be years, but researchers this summer are entering the final phase of their work.
We're in the middle of blueberry harvest. This year is going a bit faster because we had such extreme heat last week, and that causes ripening to happen much faster.
Beyond taste and texture, researchers want to make sure it's a variety of blueberry that can yield enough results for growers. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear to partly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures will be pretty close to 60. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Warmer tomorrow night with a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. And a very warm Independence Day Thursday. The humidity is going to start to return as well. We'll have clouds and sunshine. The risk for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, especially across central and north Jersey. High temperatures 85 to 90 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
71 degrees in Berkeley Heights, 69 degrees in Manalapan, 73 degrees in Salem. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by B&B Siding and Roofing. Considering a makeover for your home's exterior when it comes to superior customer communication and quality work, trust B&B Siding and Roofing with over 30 years of experience. They've transformed over 5,000 homes in New Jersey. Go to bbsiding.com. And by Brock Farms, their 4th of July customer appreciation sale is going on now through July 7th at both locations. Route 9 North in Friall, Route 34 in Colts Neck. Get 25% off all regular priced evergreen shrubs and trees. Some exclusions may apply.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Yeah.